Hey,
It's
y'all.
Wednesday. What's going
hey,
on?
Hey.
It's Podcast Wednesday. What's happening, people? What's going on with y'all? How y'all feeling? How y'all living? How y'all loving? How y'all doing?
It's Wednesday. It's Wednesday. It seems so slow.
Really?
I don't know if it was me. I was telling my friend Samantha that it seemed slow. She was like, Candace, where you been at? Like, the week been going by fast. But I said the week going by fast for her because you coming to Tallahassee from Dallas. So that's why it's seeming fast.
Yeah.
You. But see, I ain't really been. I've been between clients right now. So I've been home a lot. And I'm just like, this shit here is boring.
you're not used to being home, though. Being home
man,
is your thing.
Man, look here.
Huh?
I be sitting up here, TV be on, I just be like, what that shit to do? Like, what is it to do? That shit's boring. Like, who sits at home? It's all right for the first two, three days. But baby, I'm like,
people
I'm
who
ready
make,
to make
money,
some money.
People who make money at home it don't mind them. But when you ain't making money at home, it's a whole different feeling strategy. It's a whole different effect. It ain't the same. So,
baby.
So, what's up, y'all? How y'all doing? Wednesday, it's SW Podcast Wednesday. It is June 8th. We are here. We are popping. We are trying to get through the rest of this week. Queen says going slow. I think it's flying by. And the reason why I probably feel like it's flying by is because I have a chef sampler this Saturday that I'm catering and being is my chef sampler. It's Shelby's Bistro. And it's just, you know, it's exciting.
It's work.
It's just
I'm
so much work.
For you. I wish I could be here.
It's just so much work. You got to sub.
But I know you're going to be having another one.
We're going to do a fall one. But the summer
come
one,
on now.
The summer one is the introduction of some new fresh spring food ideas and some things that I've been kind of like doing behind the scenes. But the fall one will bring out some fall fresh foods as well. We're going to have something in the spring that will also be in the fall, which is the soul rolls. They're going to be soul egg rolls. So those will still be offered at the fall event. They're just being introduced for the first time at the spring event. So if you are looking for something to do this Saturday between 2 and 5 p.m., you don't have to stay the whole time. It's just for you to come out and experience some new appetizers, hors d'oeuvres through Shelby's Bistro. We will be at 2500 Merchants Row Boulevard in Southwood at the clubhouse, and it's from 2 to 5 p.m. Tickets can be purchased through my Cash App or my PayPal business Shelby's Bistro account, or you can purchase them at the door. So we shall see you all Saturday.
Go eat.
Little promo in the middle of the show.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with it.
But y'all, today we're going to talk about how you process things. And before we get into the actual show, but of course we do our quote of the day. And it's a heavy, the topic is kind of heavy because a lot of people don't really know how to process their emotions or their feelings. They just keep going and keep going and keep going. And a lot of times with that brings trauma or neglect to just yourself in general. Like you're not feasible or happy because you're too concerned with the lack of. And that means either you're mad with the fact that you didn't do anything about something when you was processing it, or you didn't do what your heart actually told you to do and you went another direction. A lot of times we just tend to stray away because we don't want to deal with it. So we're going to talk about how you process certain things today and why does processing something even matter. So, but before we do that, we're going to jump into our quote of the day, which is, I was just reading it like, dang, Shepard, that is not right. It's what we are waiting for is not as important as what happens to us while we are waiting. Trust the process. And I want you to think about that. Like, think about that that last part of the quote. It's not as important as what happens to us while we are waiting. Because think about getting started with something, going through it, and finishing it. The going through it part that's the hard part.
That's the hard part.
So how you deal with the hard part is going to help determine the outcome of the situation. Mm-hmm. But you got to deal with your shit properly. You can't be thrusting it around, acting unfazed, trying to walk through it without actually going through it. Like, you got to actually go through the process. The process is important.
Most definitely.
So, Queen, what you think of the quote?
I like that. Because at the beginning of what you're going through, and it depends on the situation. Depends on the situation, but I'm gonna put it in for as like business concept. Start off, you excited, like, oh man, I got my LLC, I got my EIN, like, man, look, my name, my cards, everything, like, you good at that beginning stage. Beginning stage, you ride, like, you excited every day. You get your first couple of customers, whatever you do in business, they come. It's uphill from here. But when it starts to tilt, that decline start, you still in the process of everything because you ain't got to really where you want to be. But that middle, the beginning, the middle, the end, that middle is what kills you every time. And that middle part is what make a lot of people give up with what they're trying to accomplish because they can't see past where they at right there in that mm-hmm. middle during that process. If mm-hmm. you can see past where you at right there during that process and get all the way to the end, you're gonna accomplish your goal. But it's a learning process.
It's a learning process.
And sometimes it's really discipline because you can't skip the middle to get to the end because you're gonna always end up going back, starting over again because you got to go through all three phases. But you have it's that middle gets you every time, but baby.
And that's why you going through the whole process. That's why it's important to be mindful of what you're going through versus what you gotta get through. Because hold on. Hey Kels, how you doing today?
Hey Kels.
What's going on, Mr. DJ Meeks?
Hey Meeks.
What's up, Meeks? All right, so as we were saying, though, the process and going through that whole middle portion is not only what defines your process, but it can, like Queen said, it can make you or break you because those are the times that you're going to be tested the most. The difficultness comes through that time. Everything comes through at that time. The questions, the constant trials and constant tribulations, all that is a whole supplement of what the middle part is. There's no middle that has been completely easy. So you definitely I think that quote it resonates because it speaks directly to what you have to go through. Or what you gotta do to go through.
Yeah.
And so what we are waiting for is not as important as what happens to us while we're waiting. Trust the process. And that is by author Mandy Hale. So
it's easy once you get over that hump. Once you get over that middle, man, that thing flow like that water faucet when you turn it on.
Yes, it does.
It flow just like that. Mm-hmm. But it's always that middle part.
Well, it flow no matter like that. What if you, situation it flow is. Like that if you actually allowed yourself to trust the process and go through it. Now, if you starting to navigate, but trying to look for easy parts through the navigation, you can go ahead and just start questioning your thought process from here on out because now you have derailed your whole plan. The only time you want to go on a different path for the plan is if it's going to be a better path. But you don't look for an easier path. It's never anything easy never in the easy process. Path. If you're looking for easy, you building wrong. You're not building correctly if you're looking for easy. Nothing is supposed to be
easy. Ain't come easy. Yeah, it ain't gonna come easy. So not greatness. Greatness don't come easy.
No, of course not. Of course not. That's just the way it, that's just the way it is. Do not come easy.
Some things will never change.
Right. And that's just that. So okay.
But trust
so,
it though.
Just
trust yourself though.
But you that's are part like, of the process.
You are part of that process. Yep. But you got to truly trust and believe in yourself and whatever your faith, whatever beliefs you have, that too.
Mm-hmm.
All of that too. And that, and if you whatever beliefs you have, that's what's gonna truly. I know for me, that's what kept me going. Even on them days, I'd be like, man, I want to just give up, man. This ain't, I ain't got time for this. It ain't going the way that I want it to go, but it ain't going to never go the way that you absolutely want it to go because it's always something better and greater in that plan that you thought you planned, but it's always something bigger and greater in that plan outside the plan that you already, what you, your plan A is always going to not be.
And if you got it set up, and if you got it set up in a beneficial manner and you see the outcome being exactly how you planned it, that's because that means you structured it right. You going the way you having it go the way you want it to go, it doesn't necessarily mean it's not a little bit of an obstacle. It just means that you got to work through it. And that's really what it boils down to. It's going, everything we're going to kind of linger back to is going to be trusting what you got to go through to get to it. So what does processing something even mean? It means to deal with something according to a particular set of actions. So if you set some actions and some goals up on what you're going to travel through, that maze you got to go through to get through to that other side, you're processing your thoughts. Processing your thoughts and feelings is something that matters and is going to be beneficial if you actually set those actions to be realistic. And that's another thing too. A lot of our goals and our actions in the process don't start off realistically, which is why it end up taking longer to get through it because you didn't actually set realistic goals. You set things that you thought would appease you as you move through the situation. You gotta get through it. So some of the ways that you can actually process a lot of those particulars would be to journal. Write out how you're feeling, write out your goals, write out your desires, and follow that path, especially if it's a resonating path.
Yep. Got to. Journaling is very, it's good. It helps. It truly helps. Mm-hmm. I don't know if a lot of people don't journal, but journaling is good. It don't even have to be paragraphs. It could just be a couple of sentences
mm-hmm.
that you just jot down. A thought come to mind, man, write it down. A vision right. come to mind, write it down. Like even if from the dream that you had the night before that you can remember, write it down. Because it's always going to be something that it's a lesson in everything that's going to help you get through that, through the process.
Very true indeed. And more times than none, if you can write it out, you will make it work out. Like if you can write it down, it's to simplify it, to make it sound and look how you need it to sound and look, then you pretty much going to have a perfected situation. But you gotta be talking to somebody about the things that's bothering you in the process. And if you're not a talker, writing that shit down, literally, I'm telling you, when you write it down, what end up happening is you start reading what you wrote. And it's either gonna make sense to you or it's gonna make you look at yourself like, I know you ain't over here worried about that. Because somewhere in the process, we can get alienated and sidetracked.
Yeah, in our own mind.
And when you write down something and you read it and it don't make enough sense to you as to why you doing it, then that ain't the right way to go.
That ain't it. That ain't for you.
No.
It ain't for you.
No, it's not. So that's definitely a mindful thing to do. Write it down. make yourself read what you write down so you can see if something makes sense even to you before you get yourself all wound up about it.
You all gassed up. You don't even know what's about to happen on you. You all around her gas. You gassed up. You ready. Boy, look, that thing don't go the way you want to. You go.
Telling you.
You just slump down.
I am telling you, it's so easy. It's so easy. So easy. Make a list of the things that are beneficial to you while you're going, what in your process, your outcome. What's beneficial about the outcome that you want to see? Write it down. Like, making a list of those things keeps you on track and then focus to what you're aiming for. Uh-huh. So, yes, talk to yourself about your feelings. Yes, if that's in the more, and especially if you don't have nobody, like I said, if you don't have, everybody got somebody to talk to. Everybody has somebody. But if you feel like this is something you just want to figure out on your own, these are some of the things you can do to get through that, because every process ain't for everybody to be a part of. So how you process certain information and how you process a situation. And when we're talking about processing a situation, it's not all the way about business. These are just, this could be something that's going on just in your day-to-day life. So if you got if you got something that you're going through and it's taking some energy from you and it's making you sit there and be frustrated, you got to put together a process to streamline how you deal with that. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you're going to continue to keep walking in that same darkness and come back to the same beginning of the same situation.
Over and over and over again.
Insanity.
And that can get very aggravating. And very frustrating. And you already frustrated. So it's going to make it even worse. And lead to depression.
Damage to other people. Mm-hmm. Even more to yourself. It's just things that you got to do, dog. Like I think a lot of times we just get so caught up in our day-to-day stuff that we forget that we still human and don't prioritize how we move through situations. There are a lot of times we just do not think through our situations. We just go.
That's it. And that's what we've been conditioned to do.
I know.
Just go.
That's why we're going to change your condition, your mindset, because I'm one thing about me, I'm a thinker. I like to, the topics are chosen specifically for you to sit up and do some soul searching. These not just regular things. It's things that we need to talk about that we don't want to talk about. That's what we talk about on SW Podcast. Things that affect the Black culture, specifically Black women, but our culture in general that we don't want to talk about. Like when we talked about, what was that one? Love languages.
Love language.
When we talk about
love language.
Yeah, when we talked about high functioning depression in Black women the Black culture in general.
Culture, period.
When we talk about things like that, those are things that are affecting us as a whole. And we need to discuss them in safe spaces. We need to talk about them. We need to be directive. We need to look for solutions. Mm-hmm. And we need to process them. And that's what we're doing
today. Help each other.
Yeah, to get through each thing. Mm-hmm. And we need to start being a listening force to be that to people, like where they, like if somebody just want to come talk to you about certain things, they may not want any advice. They may just want to talk, be a listener.
Yeah, everybody need that listening ear.
We all
don't
need
even, it don't even mean that they want your opinion. Mm-mm. They don't want none from you. They just want you to sit there and listen. But you also got to be careful who you
give your words.
Give that information to.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be careful who you give that information to. As a quote somebody posted, be careful who you vent to, because the whoever you vent to also, it said some also by it gets to other venters or something like that. And I was like, that's interesting. But well, hey, you know.
You can't talk to everybody about everything. But so
you got that person that you can talk to that you know,
and
you can trust.
We all
everybody
do.
Have that person.
We all do. And there's other things that, like, a lot of us get really, really angry in our processing. We have temper tantrums. Those are adult temper tantrums. When you want to go punch some shit, use a pillow. Don't hurt your hand. Don't
go to the gym. Go to the gym.
But you got to do something to get rid of that, because sometimes processing information and processing what you're going through can really make you angry. You're like, that nigga don't try to fuck out of me. Seriously.
You be ready.
You be so riled up until, like, it's nothing that can calm you down. It's nothing nobody can talk, no ledge nobody can talk you off of. And all you trying to do is get to the next day. But your temper is at an all-time high.
You on 10.
It ain't always to be hit out. You can scream to the top of your lungs. Go in your room or get in the shower and cry. I know, and I don't want my kids to know I'm crying about stuff. Or if I'm dealing with stuff personally, I'll go in the shower and cry in the shower and let it out.
But I didn't learn that my kids can hear me in the kitchen if I'm in the bathroom. Yeah. Like, they can literally, like,
they can't.
I didn't know that until my dad, when my dad died. I remember Zoe saying, she was like, well, you know, we didn't know they didn't know my daddy like that. Like, they know my stepdad. Mm-hmm. And they was just, Zoe was like, I was more hurt for you, Mom, because I heard you crying in the shower.
See?
You know, so, like,
it's a lot. Mm-hmm. And that's how you process it. It's ways we don't want to deal with it out in the open, because, like, a lot of times we've been taught that our strength has to outweigh our weaknesses. So shedding those tears,
that high functioning depression.
Yes, this culture has high functioning depression out the wazoo. Kel said he goes 0 to 100 real quick. I'm definitely working on that myself. I'm glad you are, but you got way too many weapons. So I'm glad you are, my buddy, because you
call somebody, like, Kel. Call somebody before you get to 50. You need to be on the phone with somebody that can hold you accountable and be like, bruh. Calm down, King.
From talking to him about certain things with that, most times he do it to himself. He know how to calm himself down,
yeah.
But there's been times, because we're friends, so there are times we have the conversations about it, because you gotta be able to eat to my shells because I said them. But you know, we talk about it. We gon' cause, you know, and he'll tell me, Shells, you be my other, you know, that voice.
That little voice sitting up over here on the right hand side of the shoulder. Like,
and, or if you need that other person opinion, or you need another eyesight, another vision of it. It ain't always got, because sometimes some of us, a lot of us are tunnel vision in life. We only see shit our way and our way only. Our way and our way only. That's it. So you got to have interjection with another person sometime to where they, let me throw this out there for you. Let me just give you this idea of what this may have been versus what you think it was.
What's up, E?
Happy birthday, Fee.
Talking about from Tampa. Okay, why you didn't take us on the vacation birthday today?
Y'all have fun. Enjoy yourself.
Enjoy.
Make a baby.
A boy. Look, I'm going to call the gender out. A boy. You already have a boy.
A boy. Definitely a boy, but make a baby. Just as long as it's healthy.
Yeah, it's... But even back to chaos, for him to be able to calm himself down, that lets you know, well, you maturity. Because I was the same way. I wasn't able to calm myself down. Now I'm able to calm myself. And I was telling a friend, like, your maturity, look, pat yourself on the back for growth. Because it is hard. it is hard. So you have to pat yourself on the back, because going back to what we said, what we talking about, going through the process, man, you be beating your own stuff up.
Mm-hmm.
You really beating your own stuff up, saying stuff about yourself, calling yourself all these negative words because you ain't accomplished what you set out to accomplish. But you still going through the process. It don't happen overnight.
It never does. It never.
But when you're able to hold yourself accountable and know, like, okay, let me calm myself down, get myself together, get my head on right,
and shake it off.
You done lost your mind for 5 minutes, Candace. Get yourself together, and you know you're going on about your business.
But you definitely got to get through it though, and
you do.
That's why I said, like, and let me tell you something that'll calm you down. That when I was in counseling, going to therapy or whatever. My therapist told me that when I'm angry and when I'm taking a long time to get over something, get a piece of paper and rip it up into tiny pieces. And by the time you're done with that piece of paper, you're going to be calm because you're going to be so mad that you're sitting over there having to rip up this paper to calm you down. So your mind going
to
now
trigger to the paper.
Exactly. Because it's making you realize that this ain't even that much. It ain't even worth it. It might be. But that's not the way you can handle it.
Yeah.
One day I was so happy Jada had my car when something had happened where I needed to get away from the job and go say something to handle something. I was so happy my child had my car because had I had a car, I would have jumped right in and it went right where I wasn't supposed to go.
Yep.
Cause ain't at
Thank
that,
God
it's
for
a,
that.
But guess what though? Like I'm one of those people that the drive going to changed my whole mind.
Yeah, because about time you you get in the car, you start thinking about that thing.
Girl, I will be in jail.
Tripping.
Ain't nobody worth me going to jail by.
You finna turn all the way back around.
Turn it.
Yeah.
Went right on home. So you got it's so different things to help you. And like I said, if you need to vent, vent. But you do gotta be careful about who you vent to. It matters because what was every listening? What the thing say? Every listening ear.
Every the person you vent to is something about
like
your
a running
business
mouth.
Get out. Yeah,
it,
like
it was
like
a,
your
it's
business
a
get
it's
back
a lot
out
of different ways you could say it, but I know one of the ways I definitely heard it was every listening ear can have a running mouth. I don't know, but what's up, B? How you doing, BZ? But I definitely heard so many different sayings that are in relation to who you talk to and who you spilling your information to. And it's you got to be very, very mindful of who you letting stuff go out to because you cannot take it back once you put it out there into the atmosphere. It does not. You can rewind it and repeat. It's not going nowhere. You can't even do what they're doing with the new iPhones where you can edit what you done sent. And you could take it back and edit it. No, it can't do that.
Oh, yeah, I did see that with the new iPhone. I'm like, oh, you can edit what you're going to send to people and take it back. Like, is it going to be that bad? Because, some people flash that thing quick. Like, oh,
you know why? It's protecting the people who be getting screenshotted all the time. Now you can go and edit your message. I bet it's
Look,
a lot.
I didn't even know with Snapchat until probably like a year or two ago that if you screenshot somebody's stuff, it notified it.
Snapchat notify you, yeah.
I say, what type of look? It might be just something that I like that I want to look. Let me see where they get that from. Let me screenshot that.
But
like,
they said Snapchat is the app that allows you to put on your stuff for 24 hours and it disappears. So it's supposed to disappear. And for somebody to screenshot, I'm not saying that it's going to stop them from having it in their phone, but it is going to notify them. And now you got the option of whether or not you want to block them or not.
That is crazy. I get it, though.
Because people so cruel in this world, though. Like,
yeah.
You can't
screenshot something quick, child, and send it to somebody. Girl, you seen such and such? Girl, no. I ain't got time to see such and such and what they did. I'm finna screenshot it to you. Don't send it to my phone.
But don't, my thing is this, like, if you feel like it's something that you don't even want nobody to know about it, why would you put it on the internet anyway?
That part.
That's really my thought process. Like, it's things that I'm going to do without. I live my life every day without showing it on in the internet. So why you feel like if you put it on here that ain't nobody going to screenshot it? Baby, they talking anyway. So just, okay. Your health and your goodness can be based on your choices. So in your choices, and we still talking about the choices through the process, okay? Just like things pop up on your social media based on your Google searches, what you think, what you say, are going to be based upon the outcome of your life and your choices.
And the people that you be around. Because you can and be the people, in the store everything, and not anything, even know people. It anything comes up that on you your, push
into here that affects
media.
Your energy. Anything that affects your energy. That is going to help. That is going to be an outcome of the choices that you make. So
yeah,
we know that though.
Break
we
from
know
social
that.
Media, people. Break from social media.
You got to do that, though. You got to fast. But we know that there are times that, because I used to wonder all the time, like, is the internet just in my business? Because I know I just was on here looking up bananas. And now I'm getting different stores that got sales on bananas when I get on Facebook. What? Okay. Yeah. So just how that can create an algorithm for you. You have to be mindful of what you say, because what you say and what you do are creating an algorithm for your outcome.
Yeah.
So that's a part of your process. If you're going through a process, what you allow people to say to you, why this bothering you, you done got advice from somebody and they telling you certain things. Why you talking to them and getting advice from them, and they saying things that ain't normally of your morale.
Mm-hmm.
You gonna start ingesting some of that.
Yep. Got to be careful who you let pour into you.
I know, B. I know they be listening. It's all out there.
Careful who you let pour into you. Because people say things and you'll start believing it when you don't even believe it. But they didn't exactly. say it to you over and over and over again. Girl, well, we can't do this. Or girl, you can't do that. Girl, no, you can't, but I can. So you got to be careful. You got to be careful because we process a lot throughout our day. We process a lot. You dealing with people on your job. They want to come in there with their problems. They business, talking about job people, they talking about their personal life. You trying to ignore it the best way you can, but you also sitting there processing everything that they saying.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you're not even realizing it. Yeah. That goes back to what I was saying about what I said my friend Jocelyn said about social media. How we used to be just hitting the like button, hitting the like button. Man, you ain't even reading what somebody actually said. You could be agreeing with something that you really don't agree with.
And you know how people go click through the likes and see who name under there. They be like, they feel like this. Because people judge you based on your social media posts, what you like on social media, all of that. So the company you keep good, definitely be. Be careful of the company you keep. For one, because like we already said, that they speak into you. They speak into you. The people you have around speaks into you. I'm a very big proponent of advice. So I'm a utilized source of that. Even on my job, it's a lady going through a divorce. I hear about this every single day. But guess what I done started doing?
What?
Because I can process for at that moment, I'm gonna be able to give you the advice. Or I'm going to be able to just be a listening ear, because sometimes that's what they need, just listening ear. So I can tell when that's what it is. So I'll sit there, listen. But before I leave that office, I don't let that go, because I can't contain everything that is presented to me. I can't contain it. But even if it's somebody that I care about, I still have to sit, listen, give the advice. And after that, I got to let it go. We got to let that stuff go, because holding on to what other people are going through, that starts to go into your energy bank now. Uh-huh. Now you get consumed of the things that don't even got anything to do with your life, but because it's been brought into your life. That's why I'm be
going
like,
through it with your female.
Tell people
you going
when I'm worried about
dude.
Stuff like that. It's hard to say that, because unless it's something, if it's a friend, if it's a friend or something like, Siobhan, empaths. That's the way to say it. I always forget how to say that. But if you got a friend and y'all going through something, or your friend comes to talk to you about something, that's gonna consume you a little bit, because you care about that person. But you still have to think about it in the way that this is something that this person is going through. I'll be there for them through the process. whatever they need through the process, but that's their process.
Don't consume yourself in it now.
It's so easy to get caught up in that. It's so easy to get caught up in anything.
Don't consume yourself in it at all.
Family, friends, co-workers, anybody.
Everybody. It is none of your business. Like I had to tell one of my patients' kids, look, that ain't got nothing to do with me. Y'all family stuff that y'all got going on, that ain't got nothing to do with me. I am here to take care of the patient, which is your parent. That ain't got nothing to do with what you got going on or nothing. They pay me to take care of the patient. I ain't finna be choosing side between who do this for the they ain't got nothing to do with me.
I'm telling you. I'm not about to be jumping people from telling this person something and then over here, y'all done switch my words. I stay out of people's business, especially family.
That's why I stay in my lane and I mind my own business. That's just what it is. And that's my peace.
Yep.
Staying in my lane. Well,
My peace is when I walk out of my work doors, everything about work and people are there. I don't allow. But it took growth to get into that because every job hasn't been peaceful enough for me to leave work at work. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Sometimes people be all up in your head and you ain't got no choice but to take some of it home because you need to get it off of you. Mm-hmm. So sometimes you need to talk about it. But for the most part, if it ain't making me no money, it stayed to work at the job.
What it needs to stay. Because people let stuff that happens to other people inflict on their lives and their situations, they relationships and everything. Like, and I don't know if some people don't realize it though. And that's even like with me, like listening to men talk, it was some guys having a conversation about that. And they was talking about like how men are about the different friendships that they females have. Like he might like Kim, but your dude may not like Carrie over here. Because Carrie got a lot going on and he only want to hear the shit that Carrie got going on. And he be like, man, you need to stop dealing with her. Like you bringing her issues into our, before you know it, everything Carrie didn't talk to her about, child, they go now her and her dude going through it. Because Carrie and her dude going through it.
Yeah, you gotta keep that stuff out your relationship. That's not y'all problem. And people do bring that kind of stuff home. Like, I don't think I ever did that in my marriage or whatever, because I don't think that was just me. I don't believe in that. And then not only that, my friends' issues that I talk to with my friends, that ain't never got nothing to do with my man. Whatever we talk about, you got to learn how to. That's why I say you got to separate things. You got to keep things separate to work, because your partner shouldn't have any idea what's going on between you and your friends or what they got going on separately, because that means you are consumed. That's all he walk around. That's all you do is walk around the house on the phone, talk about that, and he hear it all day.
And he don't want to hear that.
Because you consumed.
He don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear.
But we're going to talk about this one time. We're going to let that go.
And we're going to go on about our business.
That's right.
But it is a process. It's a process for you to get to that mindset to be able to leave that at your job or wherever. It is all a process, and it's all growth. All a learning experience.
And processing it alone is not going to be the outcome every time. Sometimes you're gonna have to talk to somebody. That's just really what it boils down to. When you see, and that I really believe in that. If you keep coming to the same brick wall, you're not doing it the right way. You're not doing it the right way. Change up, do something different.
Yeah.
You're not helping yourself. You're not helping the people you care about. You're not helping anybody by continuously taking that same path of destruction to no type of outcome. Nothing positive from the outcome. Don't let any being's false emergency become your priority. Very true indeed.
Okay. Leave all that over there now. Leave all that over there. There's a white lady, one of my patients, she said that to me one day. She was like, well, my client Amanda that I used to have, the fighter. Mm-hmm. And she was like, her mom was like, well, Candace, you have to be, what she said, something to me. I was like, I said, because when I leave your door, when I walk out your front door, I leave everything that happened at your house, at your front door. Mm-hmm. She was like, it's just no way you can do that. I said, why is not? Ooh. I said, I don't need to take my problems home that y'all got going on over here to my house. But what for? Because they ain't my issues. Whatever issue that your daughter have with me while I'm trying to do my job, that's on her. But I'm leaving it here at your front door. And then when I come back tomorrow, it's a new day. So that issue ain't even bothering me no more. Because I done went home, decompressed, relaxed, and had me a good old time to come back to do this all over again. She was like, I just don't see if you that you can do that. I can.
Well, I'm sorry that you don't see that.
I'm not taking your problems home.
And walk around talking to myself about something and figure, I'm telling you, I'm one of those people that before the end of the day, I'm going to have an answer, a solution to my problem, to my situation. And I really believe that a lot of us are like that. I really do. I think that we tend to not focus on it because we want to be angered. We want to drag it on. We want to keep dealing with it. We want to make it bigger than life. And it's not worth that most times. Most times, the situations are so tiny and minute. And we blow them up into a bigger situation than what they really are, which and then in turn cause other issues. What you do to process things is going to make you or break you. That's going to be a sad thing because that middle ground of the processing. Okay, so I'm gonna give you an example. I was checking something out earlier, and it's a beginning, middle, end processing. And to those who are listening, if you want to chime in and drop it in the comments, please do so. Okay, so the young man was walking down the street with his headphones on, listening to his music or whatever, just jamming, whatever. And his homeboy walked up to him, was like, take your headphone out. So he take one headphone out. He was like, bro, try this out. It was a joint or whatever. And young man already knew, you know, his mama been told him, his daddy been said, you don't never hit no joint, you ain't see rolled up.
Come on now. And mama talk, that's that.
And yeah, baby. So... but he trusts his friend.
Mm-hmm.
He forgot about what he was taught and said, because they told him don't never trust nobody who don't, if you don't see it roll. We get older into a different space in our life and we choose our friends better, it's going to be different with that outcome.
Yeah.
I ain't got to watch my homeboy do roll up or nothing to know that I trust
him. I'll fix my drink.
Or nothing. I ain't got to watch that because I trust him. But as a 16-year-old kid, and I know that things are fucked up out here, but I remember what my mama just said because we both 16, so I ain't lived a long time. So my mama said, don't never hit nothing I ain't see roll, but he trusts his friend. So that's the beginning of the process. He hit the joint. He smoked the joint all the way through with his homeboy. His homeboy's like, all right, homie, I'm going to holler at you. Now they done walking. Now he done got his destination. He done turned and went left. He get over here. Now he becoming manic. He don't know what's going on. He's hyperventilating. Uh-huh. He is seeing things. His head messed up. He is spinning. And now he's seeing things that he didn't see when he was walking down the street or whatever. And so now he walks into the building or whatever. I think he was going to like a after school program or something. And he walks into the building. And the parent, somebody see that he kind of like out of it or whatever. And instead of them calling his mom, they called the police. When they called the police came to shock them. Already in this state of mind that he's in, it's a process. This is him starting from the walk. Now he is going through the aftermath of him smoking. Mm-hmm. He is now in the back of a police car. And he has no idea why he's back there. They said that they thought he was manic because he don't really know what he was doing when he walked in the building. He don't know what type of abrasions or what type of anything he might have been showing because he's not in his right set of mind. But end up in a jail and got to be bonded out. Parents come and get him, take him to the hospital. He have a seizure. In the middle of the seizure, he end up dying. That's a story, wow. So the whole going through the process, it back all the way back to the middle part, because the beginning started with him leaving from the schoolhouse, taking that walk. The middle was that whole ride. I mean, that whole walk to the building he was going to.
To the building.
And this, he's smoking, he's talking, he fucking around with his friend. His friend walk away, and the ending is him going into this building and where he ended up dying at. So they say that middle part of your process is going to either make you or break you.
Break you. DMX had a story similar to that when he first hit the dirty joint.
Yeah, I remember
the hat cracking, and it was, but he was like the dude was a somebody in the street that he looked up to. He trusted. He's talking about, but this was the same nigga that actually told me that I needed to be rapping and not be in the street. But he the one gave me the dirty joint, and I didn't know that it was dirty.
And it wasn't even like just dirty. It was filthy.
Crack. Yeah, crack.
So the process, that middle part, what you choose to do, how you choose to do it, when you choose to do it, what you let inside of you, what you let destroy your energy, what you let bother your energy, all of that is going to be the outcome of your process. It's going to make you or break you. You got to choose that, though. It's your choice. Queen, what you got to say to the people?
Hey. I ain't got nothing else to say. Like you said, it's your choice. It's all on you. And then the most important, it's all on you. And after you go through the process and what you have learned through that situation, because as you going through it, you learn it, and you actually got to be able to teach others what you didn't learn through that. Everything is connected in the universe. All of us are connected. So whatever Shell go through, Shell help is gonna help somebody. Or help me, or help her mom, help anybody. Same thing, vice versa with me. If everything that you go through is really, it's for you to learn, but it's also for you to help somebody else as well as you go through your process. But just don't give up. See it all the way through. Because you're going to always have to go back. When you don't see it all the way through, you always got to go back. And then you got to start from the beginning. It don't go back to the middle. No, you go back to the beginning.
To the beginning. Every time.
All over again till you get to the ending that you're supposed to actually get to. So trust it through the process. Trust whatever belief you believe. I believe in Jesus, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. That's me. That's me. That's what I believe. And as I believe in that and where my faith at and where I'm walking spiritually, that's what helped me get through whatever I'm getting through. I don't know about the rest of you, but trust what's inside of you. God lives inside of all of us. Trust that and just go through it. But journal, write stuff down. Or if you don't want to write it down, I just said this before on this podcast, get that phone, speak into the phone, record yourself. Let's save it. Go back some years later and be like, dang, look at the growth. I write myself a letter every year. King Player said you need to start writing. You need to write yourself. That year he told me, it was 2018, I want to say, he told me to do that. I wrote myself. I ain't even opened the letter from 2020 that I wrote myself yet. I need to actually open it up and read it because I didn't write one for 2021. So I need to write one to myself. And I always see growth in what I didn't write and growth in myself. So it was a process for me to get there. Yeah, it was a process for me to get to the mindset that I am now. But look, I'm grateful. I'm so grateful for it because it could be worse.
That's right. It could be worse. And through it all, as long as you're walking the line of what you're set out to do and again and trusting your process, everything is going to turn out for the greater good. And again, it may be bumpy, but it might be written for it to be bumpy. It may be a little shaky. Might be written for it to be a little shaky. Everything is not going to be easy in the process. What you do and how you do it is going to determine how you get through it. So, again, trust the process. We like you. We love you. We appreciate you all for tuning in today. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your time and your consumership and your viewership. Yeah, that's another one. Viewership. Thank y'all for tuning in to SW Podcast today. We will catch y'all next Wednesday as we come back and have another wonderful discussion. I think we got a guest next week, if I'm not mistaken. But make sure you tune in. Be live in effect with us. Hit these comments in the comment drop box because y'all really be having us rolling on there. We appreciate y'all. Thank y'all so much. Peace. Take it easy.